can be easy to get frustrated or overwhelmed that you're not further along or that more sales haven't come in or that you haven't gotten more done in a week. Stop, Queen. Let's be the community of queens that does life differently. Let's let where we are at be enough.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hola, my gorgeous. Hello from Mexico. Coming to you hot today after a workout and an awesome message for us all. So I just want to thank you for being here. I want you to take a minute to just love yourself up right now because you are so loved by so many, including God in the universe. And sometimes we just focus on everything that's not right about us or that we don't feel is right about us or are judging, like, should I have not said that at dinner last night? Or, you know, what was I thinking when I made that post? Let's just start today off with focusing on everything that is awesome about you, everything that you are doing right, all of the ways that you are showing up. Yeah, let's just give your heart, your body, your being, your spirit, your essence, some love. Because, you know, there's this energy about each of us that people pick up on, that people sense. And when we don't take time to be conscious about what's going on the inside of us, we become very unaware of ourselves. And, you know, when you pass someone on the street, can be a stranger even, and just like, something not right about that person. Or that person's really hurting. That person has had a hard life. And then there's other people who are like, wow, what a bright light. What a positive human. What a burst of energy. Or someone else might just have this intrigue energy about them. Anyways, we all have it. And I want you to just bring your awareness to letting your light shine. Your uniqueness, your awesomeness, your beauty, your brilliance. Yes, Queen. Let's start this day out, or whenever you're listening to it, for me, it's the beginning of the day, so I'm going to just be like, let's just anchor that in today. Everything that is awesome. And then let's start with prayer. Ah, dear God, thank you for the opportunity to begin again in any moment. Thank you for the magnificence about each and every one of us. May we learn to see it in ourselves more deeply, so that we can then see it in others more deeply. Remind us in this moment that all things are possible. And let us also find relief in a wiser understanding of how you and life work. That it's not linear, that it's not that straight shot, that there's ups and downs and curves and twists and turns, which is actually much more mystical, much more rewarding, and much more exciting. So we surrender our life, our dreams, our plans, the outcomes, all the hows, and the ultimate manifestations to you. Knowing and believing that our best is yet to come. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay. So I set for me a very audacious goal in January. So I want you to think about, you likely did as well, whether you're into goals, New Year's resolutions, intentions, your word for the year, whatever. Like, let's just reconnect. As of the time of this recording, it is February 17th. Let's reconnect to even just one of those goals. And one of mine is, since I turned 50 this year, to have J-Lo/G-Lo abs. And so I'm like made this commitment to myself that I'm not only gonna, for me, this is not about a comparison. This is my gift to myself. I've never been in like amazing shape. Most of my life I've been relatively thin, or thin enough for me, but never in like peak excellent shape. And that's what I wanted to do this year, is gift that to myself. Like, what does it feel like to be in like optimal shape? And I'm just going to be also real about it. Like, this is not about a health and fitness goal, people. So all you health coaches out there, thank you for your love and concern. This has a lot more to do with vanity than anything else. Like, I desire to look great in a bikini. And when I say look great, that's according to me, my own rules for myself. It's really quite that simple. I'm fine with how I look in clothes. I'm decent with how I look in a one piece, but I'm going for G-Lo bikini level body. Okay, great. That's wonderful. So I got off a cruise, I don't know, I think it was January 7th. Okay. Began my, yes, this is what's happening. By January 31st, I was in a 15-hour-a-day meditation retreat. So as committed as I am to my goals, no, I'm not going to get up earlier than 4 a.m. when I started meditating to work out. So workout didn't happen that entire week. And then we literally were home for 12 hours before we left. Glenn declared February his birthday month. Again, thank you for those of you that sent in a video for his montage. He loved it so much. And now I'm in Mexico, and I've been here since, whatever, a week and a half. And no, I'm not going to not drink margaritas and eat tacos and enjoy myself and Glenn. And then we've got some friends that are here too. And so I was like, all right. And then some of the days I just straight up couldn't work out because of flight timing. And I'm just not going to work out at 10:30 at night. That's, if I don't work out in the morning, it's not happening. So today, like, we're at this gorgeous 5-star hotel, and their quote unquote wellness center, which is where Glenn is actually right now, consists of four poles and like a bohemian kind of thatched palapa roof over it. There's no machine, there's no air conditioning, there's no. So I like literally, we do now at least travel with a yoga mat. There's like a space in my hotel room where I just put the mat down. And last night I went to go charge my phone and I didn't plug the charger thing in right, so I woke up late because my phone ran out of juice and it wasn't charged, and then I'm living out of suitcases. I know these are first world problems. I'm not complaining. I'm just describing, please. I'm well aware of how amazing my life is and I'm grateful for it. I couldn't find my normal workout clothes. It was like, and everything in me just wanted to cancel working out. And I was like, actually, I do have Glenda. He's like, you're not canceling. I'm like, fine. So I get on Zoom with Ben, my personal trainer. I'm like, Ben, the win today is I'm here. Like, that's it. Like, I didn't cancel and I'm here. He started laughing. And, you know, we did just body weight workouts, a workout today. And, you know, about 20 minutes in, I actually started feeling grateful and good. And I thought about how many times in the past I would have been discouraged at this point or even quit or given up. And when I was in more fear around business building, clients, money, learning curves, branding, all that stuff, I would have gone into like a emotionally a really dark place. And so I thought I would jump on the podcast here today to remind you, any progress is progress. So in the Q Club, once a month, I post a picture, well, I only started in January, but I post a picture of me in my untanned body in a bikini to show the progress. And it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, wow, when I go to post the February picture, I don't think it's going to look like there's any progress. And in fact, I might have even gained weight this month. And it's okay. Because I am not requiring myself to have this etched out tight linear plan of, okay, in January I lose this much weight, and in February I lose this many inches, and in March, like, my whole thing is I'm not going to give up, and I will get there, and I will get there by my birthday. I am not, like, sacrificing that. I just am also giving myself grace in the process, and I'm not giving up. And Ben was even talking about today, he's like, there were certain moves I was doing. He's like, do you know how far you've come? And here I am beating myself up because, like, I'm, like, in some half pajama, half workout clothes, like, you know, being well aware of the avocado toast I had for breakfast and then the street tacos I had for lunch and then the salad and pizzas and fish and margaritas I had for dinner, like, well aware. And he's like, you've come so far. And he's like, look at this particular move you're doing. It was like a balancing touch toe thing. And he's like, you've been, like, relatively consistent. It's not that I haven't taken time off. He's like, but your core has gotten really strong. And so, and it was just so encouraging. I was like, wow, I was just looking at what I hadn't accomplished. And he was focused on what I had. And my body feels great, and, you know, it wasn't overachieving workout today, but I did break a little bit of a sweat, and my muscles did have some blood flowing through them, and I was grateful that I had each limb that I had to even work with today, rather than complaining about working out or focusing on not being close enough to my goal. So, you know, I know that so many of my private clients that I'm working with are, like, you know, at different stages of business, and it can be easy to get frustrated or overwhelmed that you're not further along or that more sales haven't come in or that you haven't gotten more done in a week. Stop, queen. Let's be the community of queens that does life differently. Let's let where we are at be enough. And if we actually desire more, then let's not talk about it and let's have our actions show it that that is real for us. And it's not that I don't desire flatter abs and stronger abs sooner. I just let myself admit it wasn't the top priority for me this month. The top priority for me this month is celebrating my beautiful king of a man's birthday for the entire month. Like, no self-esteem issues there. Go Glenn. Enjoying traveling and being in Mexico after all the lockdowns that we've all experienced over these past couple of years, and not canceling today. Like, that, this is life. And if we're not enjoying our life and enjoying the process and getting out of these overly rigid, overly massive action ideals about what, you know, that an 18-hour day and running yourself into the ground and burning yourself out is some form of success, you can have it. That is not what I call success. What I call success is living my life by my desires and showing up and letting the forward progress really be pleasurable and enjoyable. So, and, you know, it's even like my podcast. I used to think that I had to sit here and talk for an hour, at least 45 minutes, or have the interviews be that long. We're busy. You don't need 45 minutes. You got the message right now, right? Didn't you, Queen? What are we, 12 minutes in here? We got a little acknowledgement about how amazing we are. We got a prayer. And we got a reminder that where you are in this moment is perfect. And if you desire something different going on, then be different. And if it's not the top priority, own that. Take responsibility for it. But you don't have to, like, throw the whole thing out. You don't have to give up on the business or give up on the desire to be partnered with your soulmate or give up on your financial goals. Like, sometimes the universe is just going to show up in a completely different way, something that you just did not anticipate. And it's going to be easier for that to happen when you're in a state of bliss, when you're literally in a higher vibration. If I were to go through my day beating myself up because the amount of calories I consumed yesterday, what do you think I'm going to attract? More low vibeness, more low self-esteem. I'm not going to attract opportunities. People want a confident woman when they're offering an opportunity. I'm happy today. I am blissed out, and it's because of what I'm choosing to focus on. And you get to do the same. You get to focus on everything that you have accomplished, how far you have come, and what your actual priority is for today. And if it's moving it forward little by little, give yourself grace and let that be enough. And if it's moving it forward in like a much bigger way, then great. Because we all have different seasons and different days and different modes in our life. So I just wanted to pop in here and remind you how amazing you are, how loved you are, how abundant the universe is, how much you do not have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know where those clients are coming from or how the money is going to show up. You don't need to work yourself into the ground. And you don't need to make yourself wrong over anything, queen. You get to be you. And you get to give yourself so much self-permission on how your day is going to be. I'm giving myself permission to love my life, to enjoy where I'm at, to not give up on my dreams. And also, I'm not going to go work out 3 hours today. I'm going to sit next to a pool is what I'm going to do. Yes, that is what's going to happen in my kind of final few days here in Mexico. And then, you know, I don't know. I just never started a diet on Thursday anyways. Isn't that what Mondays are for? And it's not really a diet. It's just a choice. I'll make different food choices on Monday than I am today on this beautiful Thursday. So you do you, queen. And it's really about giving yourself permission, because you don't need to answer to anyone but you and your intuition and your purpose and your mission. And I have a lot of mission in my life. There is none higher than living my best life. So when it's time to work, I work. When there's opportunities for play, I play. And I'm really, really committed to letting the universe bring to me how I'm meant to serve and contribute. So over the next couple of days, the next few podcasts, I'm going to be sharing what some of those specifically are. They are dreams that I could never have thunk up on my own, gone for, created. That, you know, it wasn't about scaling my business in a way that I know or adding more numbers to this, that, or the other. There's like three opportunities that have come to me that it was never in my consciousness. And then others I am conscious to that I've gotten some ideas for, and I'm just continuing to put those out to the universe. I can't remember if I shared it here or in one of my group coaching programs, that when I was at the meditation retreat, one of my desires, it just came to me, is that I desire the audacity to be queen, my book, to be a hit TV series. And a friend of mine once told me any book, it doesn't have to be like a memoir or novel, can be a TV show. And it's like, you know, after watching Emily in Paris, I haven't watched season two, so don't give me any spoiler alerts there. I've only watched season one. I'm waiting for season two to finish so I can binge it. But I was just like, wouldn't the audacity to be queen be like such a fun TV show? It'd be like the Emily in Paris of, you know, personal development, spiritual connection. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to create a TV show. I don't even really have, I mean, I know some people in Hollywood, and I could go into massive action. I could go call everyone and push it forward. Or I could be with the vision and the desire and put it out there and let the universe bring the opportunity to me. I have no idea how that could actually happen, or who could really turn it into a TV series, but God does. And so that's my commitment of bringing my attention, my love, my awareness to that particular dream. And other dreams I take action on. I did work out today. Half in pajamas, in socks, couldn't find my tennis shoes, on a yoga mat, on a concrete floor in the middle of the desert. Yay me. You know, so I want you to just get into yay you. And love you and be where you're at today. And if you're supposed to do something according to your desire, then you do that. And if something more is meant for another day, then allocate that to the other day. Just don't be hard on yourself. Don't go into overwhelm. And do not give up on your dreams because you don't know how to make them happen. Your job is to be the vibrational match of those dreams and to be committed to the universe revealing to you how it's meant to manifest in your life. All right, my gorgeous? So if you are just loving this and want more, like I want more self-permission and I want more confidence and more guidance, come join us in the Q Club. If you have not checked it out, it is my super awesome app. You can go to divineliving.com/app. The link will be in the show notes as well. And there's just, it's like Gina DeVee Netflix. You could talk about Emily in Paris binging. You can just go in and binge all these cool videos. There's prayers, there's meditations, there's motivation, there's life tips, business tips, beauty tips, cooking segments. And then there's a whole network of other high vibrational queens just like you from all over the world. In there where you can set up a profile and, you know, kind of get together with other women who are moving their lives forward just like you. All right, so come join us. Like I said, it's so cool. There's a 2-week free trial. I've just put my heart and soul into it. It's the most fun app. So download the app, check it out, and I will see you inside the Q Club. Mwah! Lots of love. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.